嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。今天我们的节目呢，要先祝 Adam Happy Birthday。
Oh, thank you。
今天我们录节目的时候，7月12号是你的生日啊。然后我就想到说，其实用英语啊祝福别人 Happy Birthday 也是一个挺常用的话题。那当然，除了 Happy Birthday 以外呢，还有许多有意思、值得学习的说法。那今天就借着 Adam 的生日跟大家来分享一下。
All right, well, where should we begin?
我刚刚已经告诉大家7月12号是你的生日啊。
Mm-hmm.
那如果问一个人你生日是什么时候
Oh, easy. When is your birthday?
Okay. 诶，那回答的时候会说我的生日在比如7月12号 My birthday is on July 12th、
mm.
or my birthday is July 12th.
Yeah, both of those are okay. You could also say my birthday is in July.
对。
Otherwise, you can just say, yeah, my birthday is on blah, 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 or my birthday is blah, blah, blah.
好，那其实这里还有一个概念啊，我们大家也要分清，就是除了生日 birthday, 另外呢还有一个 birth date.
Oh, yeah. It's not like a date that you have. I guess it's a date with the doctor.
跟医生的约会接生出来是吧
Yeah, but we can also say birth date as date of birth.That's what you will normally see on like a passport or a,
填表 forms.
A form, right? And it might even just say DOB.
Date of birth, 就是你的生日是几号啊。Mm. 所以 birthday 就大家 celebrate 开心的。
Mm-hmm.
然后那个 birth date 或者 date of birth 就是 serious.
It is very serious. And don't forget, of course, your date of birth has a year.Attached to it.
Oh, right. That's important.
Yeah, because you only have one date of birth.
对，没错。因为 birthday 是每一年你庆祝，然后那个就是你的出生年月日啊。
Right.
好，那我们要搞清。那当然你过生日的时候呢，英语里还有另外一种说法，就是你是 the birthday.
Well, I'm the birthday boy, but I guess in a different universe, I could have been the birthday girl.
那这个说法是不管你几岁，可能80岁了。
Yeah.
As long as it's your birthday, 都可以说 oh, here's the birthday boy.
Right, so if it's grandpa or grandma, you could also say, oh, happy birthday, look at the birthday boy.
不是 the birthday grandpa.
The birthday grandpa.
好，那我们讲了这些跟生日相关的以后啊， let's move on to birthday wishes.
Okay.
生日的愿望，首先要说生日愿望的时候，这个是你自己许一个愿， you know, make a birthday wish,、mm-hmm. 还是别人送给你的那个生日的祝福。
Well, people give you wishes, they make wishes, they send you wishes, and you receive them.
Okay, 所以 birthday wishes 是包括了那所有的东西。
Right.
最主要就是看它所搭配的动词。
Mm.
那讲到这个 birthday wishes, 当然最常用的就是生日快乐。
Happy birthday to you.
你要不要学那个 Marilyn Monroe, 玛丽莲
Happy birthday.Mr. President.
那这个不需要太多的解释，但是呢 ，happy 的发音我们需要来注意一下。
Okay, happy.
So happy, 大家那个 p 要发成 b.
Kind of. We need to make it a b, otherwise we'll make your ears hurt.
而且确实也不会说 happy, 对吗
？Right, it's not so strong. The other thing too is our H is a little bit different, so you're not saying like happy birthday.
Happy birthday. 中文里面啊，我们会说某某某，把那个名字放在前面，生日快乐， mm. 或者为Adam 生日快乐。但英语里大家也要注意，那个名字是要放在 happy birthday 的后面。
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I never thought about that. Yeah, we usually say happy birthday.Mr. President.
Or happy birthday, Adam. Happy birthday, Jenny.
Right.
Okay. 好，那除了 happy birthday 以外呢，还有一个很口语，就比较 casual 的说法。
Well, birthday, I guess, is too long of a word, and we are very lazy, so we often just say or write B-day.
Oh.
Happy B-day.
Oh, 就是把 birth 就变成 B.
B. Yeah, exactly. So we especially use this when we're sending messages, like text messages or WeChat messages.
对，就是 social media 上面啊。
Right.
Happy B-day. 那接下来我们来看看几个比较复杂一点的 birthday wishes, 好吗？
Okay, well, they don't get too complicated. You can always just play with happy birthday. Well, one thing you can do with the word happy is make it happiest.
Oh, I like that.
So wishing you the happiest of birthday wishes.
Okay, wishing you the happiest of birthdays.
Maybe you don't need to say, yeah, wishes twice. So listen to Jenny. Wishing you the happiest of birthdays or just happiest of birthday wishes to you.
对对对对这个是 to you, 不是 for, 是吧
Right.
Oh, okay. 好那如果说你忘了别人的生日然后送给
It happens.
对 it happens, right? 然后送给他一个迟到的生日祝福呢
Happy belated birthday.
就不是 late, 不是
late
I'm late.
Yeah.
I'm so late.
Yeah, well, it's got late in the word, right?
Right.
Belated. Now, of course, it's very important here that I have seen a lot of people just say happy belate birthday. And I think that's because, like Jenny just said, it's very similar to the word late. But you need to say belated.
是形容词啊。
And one other thing that's very important, you don't actually need to say birthday in this case.
Oh,
just
really?
Happy belated.
就人家也能 get 到你那个意思啊。好，那如果我提前给你一个生日祝福呢？
Happy early birthday.
就 early 吗？我之前想的是 happy birthday in advance.
Well, that's fine. It sounds a little formal, but it works. Happy birthday in advance.
就大概你老板 CEO.
Right.
提前祝你生日快乐。
Right, yeah.
好，口语里面 happy early birthday 就可以了啊。好的，那你知道在我们中国文化里面，特别是祝愿一些长辈啊，长辈生日就会福如东海，寿比南山，就是我们祝福他非常健康，然后很长寿。英文里有这个差不多的概念吗？
Put it this way, our old people don't really eat noodles. so we don't really, I guess just more candles?We obviously use candles to represent years on a birthday cake. So you might say, like, wish you many more candles to blow out.
对，这个就跟我们那个意思是很像的啊。Wishing you many more candles to blow out. 就祝你长寿、
right.
健康啊，能吹很多很多接下来的蜡烛。好 ，I also learned a new birthday wish today.
You did?
对。就是我们今天在准备节目的时候发现有一种说法是
Are you talking about many happy returns?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well this one, yeah, it exists. I've never said it. It sounds very kind of old-fashioned-y.
Oh, okay.
Many happy returns. Because what does it mean? Nobody knows what it means. Return what?
Return 就是回来。是不是以前的人就出远门
I think returns here is more like,Profit.
Oh, 赚钱.
Right? Yeah, because it's weird because it has returns with an S.
祝你财源滚滚.
It's not saying like, I wish that you return to something. It's, I think that's what it means is many more profit or things that benefit you will come.
You know what? I like this one then.
Okay, let's keep it.
生日快乐，财源广进。Many happy returns. 好的，那 your birthday 当然也是你非常特别的一个日子啊。
That's right. It is your special day. So often on birthday cards or just in any kind of birthday wish or greeting, we will often see this phrase, on your special day.
这特别的日子，那如果我结婚呢，或者我什么毕业，这不也是 special day?
Yeah, they can also be special days. The thing about those special days is you share them with other people. You're not marrying yourself, and you're probably not graduating by yourself. But your birthday, that's you, man. It's just you.
Celebrating you.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're like me, you like to celebrate by wearing your birthday suit.
是一个什么很特别的 suit 西装吗
not exactly
什么是一个 birthday suit
nothing what were you wearing when you were born
oh nothing
nothing yeah so when you're naked we can call that your birthday suit
这怎么突然有点恶心的感觉
what do you mean the body is beautiful
oh natural 所以这个 birthday suit 可以怎么用呢用在一句话里
He's wearing his birthday suit. He enjoys wearing his birthday suit. He was found wearing his birthday suit.
你是怎么感觉被 murder 被谋杀了？然后 he was found wearing his birthday.
Well, maybe he had a big long birthday party and he fell asleep outside wearing his birthday suit.
好 enough said about birthday suits. 这个生日啊，我们刚刚也讲了 ，it's about celebrating you. 那我们就来讲讲这个 celebration 庆祝，好吧？
Okay.
birthday 的庆祝在中国或者很经常是比如我的生日我就请大家吃饭 You know, I'm the one paying, it's my birthday、
right. mm-hmm.
然后别人可能会送我礼物、
mm.
然后在国外我发现很多时候是朋友们会请你
Yeah, you gotta pay for my birthday party、
Well, I guess that also makes sense
Yeah, it does, but I have actually come to accept the birthday boy or birthday girl being the person who should kind of treat other people、mm-hmm. So I just want to thank China if you're listening I really appreciate you、helping me to evolve on that subject
对对对你看我们中国文化还是更博大精深是吧更有道理啊好的那今年的生日你怎么庆祝啊
Good question、probably some Indian food I usually eat Indian food on my birthday
最喜欢的所以在西方的传统里面你前面也说了不像中国我们会 We eat noodles which symbolize 长寿对吧
Long life、Long noodles
Long noodles
I have spicy chickpeas which represents a spicy
你喜欢的这个印度菜啊辣的但是就是传统的西方文化就是吃蛋糕是吧
Right yeah birthday cake is a huge part of it and I have to say I hate birthday cake
even when you were a kid 也不喜欢
I liked it then because my dad always made like homemade cakes and they were he knew exactly what I wanted peppermint icing
wow
yeah white cake with peppermint icing was really 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 good
你从小的口味就很 grown up 只是喜欢吃薄荷味的蛋糕
oh, it was really, I mean it was mostly sugar but when I was a kid or when I was in university I guess I worked at a birthday party factory I guess you could say So every weekend we would have like 10 birthday parties and it was always the same. Happy birthday, Jenny. Oh, happy birthday. It's time for cake. Time for pizza. Okay, time to go. Okay, next.
因为国外有很多这种场所它就是专门接小朋友的 birthday party.
Right, right. In the city.
It's a business, right?
Right, it's a business. So there was so much cake. I just got so sick and tired of cake.
但你讲到这个又让我想到我们最后来说说 Happy Birthday 这首歌吧。
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, of course, we were already talking about Marilyn Monroe. Happy birthday to you. The only thing that I would say that's very, very important to remember here and the difference between the English version and the Chinese version is that in the like, third line, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear someone.
对，就是这里要把他的名字放进去。
Right, exactly.
Happy birthday, dear Adam.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
And many more.
对，这也是一个不同，因为我去过好多 birthday party， 他最后还会加一句 "and many more"， 就是 wishing you 就寿比南山。I don't know.
Right, right.
后面还有很多快乐的 birthday.
Well, there's another verse that、kids often will sing, and when we are adults, we might start to sing as a joke, which is just "How old are you now?" How old are you now? How old are you now?
对，可能就长大一点以后就觉得比较敏感，特别是女生不是很想告诉别人。
Well, that's something we haven't talked about yet. Is when you are wishing a girl a happy birthday or a lady a happy birthday, we often just wish her a happy 29th birthday, or like.Happy 29th again, or happy 29 plus something.
你应该说 18th, 永远18岁。因为中国文化我们觉得 18th 是很象征这个青春、
yeah.
forever young 的那种感觉、
Right, right, right.
那所以别人过生日如果他不介意别人问他多少岁你就可以直接说 How old are you this year? How old are you turning?
You could ask both of those. If you are brave, you could ask both of those questions.
所以 turning, 比如 I'm turning 37 this year. 我今年过生日就要37岁。
Right. You can also say I will be, but turning is just a very common word that we use.
So how old did you turn this
that
year?
That is none of your business.
我知道了。他还很年轻，比我年轻。Okay, Adam, 今天 happy belated birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Or happy early birthday for next year.
我想今天的留言里面你也会收到很多很多大家的祝福啊。好，我们今天的节目就到这儿。下次呢，要 when you need to wish someone a happy birthday， 希望你可以用到今天所学的这些说法。那如果你想学习更多实用、地道、有趣的英语，大家可以下载开言英语的 app， 免费尝试一下我们的会员课程。Okay, have a good one, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
And many more.